What can you tell us about the sun's pattern, and especially here somewhere where we see the sun a lot, how it affects people when we don't see it for a good amount of time?
Sure. And you know, what you've touched on is actually important, because in Central Texas, I mean, for the past 7 or 8 days where we haven't seen the sun, it's pretty unusual. And so the impact there is equally as significant as it is in the north, where, you know, that sort of thing of having not seen the sun for multiple days at a time is pretty much more of a regular and significant impact as well. But the impact that, you know, not being able to see the sun for a long period of time, particularly during the winter when day lengths are shorter, are is that it can have a profound effect on both physical and mental health. And that's really, I think, you know, again, probably is not as transparent in Texas, where we do get sunshine, you know, regularly, or at least not for, for, you know, alternate days at a time. Whereas in the north, I lived in Rochester, New York. You know, what happens up there that happens, you know, during the, you know, 7 day periods that we have, like the most recent period where we don't see sun very much, is that because the day lengths during winter are shorter right now in Central Texas, we're at about 10 and a half hours of daylight. Again, depending upon whether or not it's full sun or not, but daylight being short. And then when you have a cloudy day where the full intensity of the sun illumination is reduced, that affects the organization of our internal biological clocks and our brain and cells throughout our bodies. And then that has an impact on a lot of physical and mental processes. In particular, as you would well know coming from upstate New York, is that the shorter day lengths of winter and the sort of lack of bright sunny days during that period of time are associated with seasonal affective disorder. So what commonly happens under circumstances, and what, you know, probably people experience to some degree over the past 7 days in this area, is that without that sort of long days and then bright sunshine during the daytime to sort of keep our clocks synchronized properly, you can see or experience changes in mood and affect, and, you know, just basically how people feel. You know, certainly, I mean, maybe you can reflect upon this yourself. I mean, I certainly feel a lot better today than I did the previous few days. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it all affects us all to some extent. Obviously, some people are affected much greater by these sorts of changes where you don't see the sun, particularly during the winter time, during short day lengths of winter for long periods of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just the mood of everyone, and everyone's a little bit more upbeat today. And it's something that people don't necessarily notice either until people bring it up, like, oh, hey, it hasn't been sunny in quite a while. And then you can kind of reflect on how you felt over the past few days and realize it really does make a difference.
Right. And you know, the other things that you see is not in terms of how you feel, you know, about things in general and mood and affect, but the other thing that you know, is most likely people are likely to encounter with cloudy days, particularly during the winter time, is changes in their sleep cycles. You know, it's typically, you know, and again, this goes hand in hand with changes in affect, and you know, if it gets to a point where it goes over the edge into depression, is that you see changes in sleep cycles that, you know, it's a little bit harder to get up. So you tend to want to sleep longer when you have days like we've had over the past 7 days or so where you're not seeing the sun that much.
And what can someone do if, let's say, this happens again where we go through a spout of we're just not seeing a lot of sun? Are there any tips or anything that people can do to kind of adjust to that feeling, or to reverse maybe some of the effects that they're feeling because of the lack of sunshine?
Well, there's two things. I mean, certainly if it's a prolonged period of time, you know, there's just no opportunity to get out and get into full sunshine to basically help synchronize the clocks in our bodies. And what we now know is that it takes, you know, pretty much the full intensity of normal daylight in Texas, or for that matter anywhere, for our clocks to be able to respond to. So when that, you know, full intensity isn't there based on having cloudy, gloomy days, then we're not getting the light we need. So the best things I can say is that if it gets to the point where it's having a serious impact upon, you know, both your affect in terms of potentially pushing people into depression, or in particular problems with their sleep cycles, there are clinical treatments that are available and you probably are familiar with these coming from upstate New York. Mm-hmm. In terms of treating seasonal affective disorder, there are these banks of light that are prescribed for treatment, for particularly for the short day lengths and the, you know, the sort of gloomy, cloudy weather that you get in areas like that, where it's for months at a time, where simply sitting in front, and the banks emit the equivalent of bright sunlight. And what the clinicians have you do is basically for a couple hours in the morning and a couple hours in the evening to effectively extend, you know, the day length hours, sitting in front of these banks of lights to basically artificially reinstitute a bright sunlight exposure and extending the day length. And that's often very effective in reversing any of the problems, particularly with regard to seasonal affective disorder or even bipolar depression.
Go ahead. Keep going. You're fine.
And then the other thing to do is, most obviously in Central Texas, where we only have this at 7 days at a time, is, you know, that first day after we've had a period where it's been kind of gloomy and cloudy for a period of time, is to get out. And, you know, I mean, most of us are working indoors with artificial lighting. The artificial lighting isn't sufficient to affect our internal biological clock. So that first day when the bright sunlight is available, just get outside and get some daytime bright light exposure, and that'll help sort of set things back to where they need to be.
And so really, you know, you mentioned when we have this time period of the lack of sunshine and sleep cycles start to become affected, what is your best advice for people so that they can really keep their sleep on track and that they don't really kind of mess it up because of this problem?
That's a can of worms. because, you know, we have so many things in our lives that impact upon our sleep cycles in general, not only, you know, the amount of light we get per day and whether or not it's bright sunlight or not, but our jobs and our working hours and that sort of thing. And
mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a difficult thing to tackle. I mean, obviously, under the best of possible circumstances, the best thing to do is to maintain tight control over your sleep-wake cycle, so that despite, you know, the inclination maybe to sort of sleep longer because of the lack of bright sunlight during the daytime, still just, you know, forcing yourself through it and getting through and maintaining a normal pattern, then rather than, you know, if the period of dark and gloomy days extends to the weekend, you know, extending your sleep time to go much later than you normally would, because that's what the you know, lack of sunlight is sort of telling your body to do. So just maintaining a normal pattern despite the fact that your body is a function of the lack of sunlight affecting the clocks is, you know, telling you to sleep later, I think is probably the best thing. The other thing to do is that what we found research-wise is that our diets and our meal times can also have an impact in this, and that they can affect our sleep-wake cycles. So maintaining normal meal times in relation to, you know, when you would normally go to bed, I think would be ideal in terms of dealing with this, and also avoiding high-fat foods as snacks late at night, which we know also affect sleep cycles. So I think those would be the best ways to deal with the sleep issues.